Perek Vav Sif Yud Ches. Speaking about putting in thick juice like mayonnaise to the mixture. Now, we learned before that there is a problem from putting the mixture together, even if one doesn't mix it. We said, l'chatchila, we want to take on the shita, that putting it together is also a problem. So we don't have a shinoy by putting the mixture together. Only in certain circumstances we take on the lenient. Now, the whole problem is only if you're putting in the juice which seeps into the solid by itself. Therefore, it's already made by putting it together a certain amount of the mixture. But if you have thickish liquid like mayonnaise or some shuman, which is not able to seep inside the solid by itself, so there's no problem from putting them together. Therefore, we learn now in this sif, there's no problem to putting thick substance into the solid. Nisba'el, we learned before. We took on the stringent. Rabbi, like Shittas Rabbi, Shish Issa Toya, Binusinus Maim Lekamach, there's the Issa Menat Toya to put the water into the flour. That means the putting together is a problem. Also putting the flour into the water, whichever way you do it, the Issa from putting together is also a problem. Brackets, Uladasa Mishnah Bura, according to the Mishnah Berurah, B'dvarim she'ena b'nei gibel, which are not b'nei gibel, like we said before, doesn't come one entity at the end of the day. L'kula alma yesh issa toya b'nisinus ha'mayim l'kemach. According to everybody, there's an issa min ha'toya to put the water into the flour. But tama dova, why is it also to put the substance together even if you don't mix it? B'shum sha'mayim m'chalchalim b'kemach. The water seeps into the flour. U'mis'avim boy. And it mixes together without you. By itself, it mixes together. And the beginning of the lisha is made by itself with putting the substance together. The kosu achoinim achoinim writes, the hainu dafka is only b'mashkim, with something which is liquidy, which is liquid, completely liquidy. Hamachal chalim, which go and seep in. Could go mayim, if it's water, yayin, wine, shemen, oil, the chaymat, or you've got some chaymat, which is vinegar, or chadayma. Aval, b'davaav, if you've got some liquid which is thicky, could go mayonnaise, if you've got mayonnaise, oy shuman, you've got some fat, which is not liquidy, it's not 100% liquidy, so it doesn't seep in by itself into the substance. Ein b'nisin nosei lekamach. There's no issa when you put it into the flour or the solid. Kasha la'atzma is a cloud. There's no problem altogether to go and put it together. V'lachein, therefore, habo lochin issa alidei sinas mayonnaise v'chodoyma. A person wants to make a mixture by putting in mayonnaise. You're allowed to do it, even with thick entity, which will come out to the end, even if it'll be a thick mixture. You should make a shinu with the mixing. But the putting together is no problem. So we learned in this sif, that if a person is not going to put in liquids which seep inside the mixture, then there's no problem to put it together on Shabbos. So we don't have all the problems which we said before, that the problem we want to take on, the stringent, not to put them together on Shabbos, and we don't have a shinui, is only by sort of substance which will come out at the end of the day, which is a thin liquid which seeps in. Of a thick liquid, there's no problem altogether. So it comes out from this halacha, if a person wants to make egg, and mayonnaise on Shabbos. And he's got two ways of doing it. He could do egg with oil or egg with mayonnaise. Egg with oil, it's got a big problem, because it's got the problems which we said before. But putting them together, the oil will seep into the egg and mix together. But if you put mayonnaise, you won't have the problem altogether. So it is much, much better for a person to make egg with mayonnaise than to make egg with oil. That's what comes out from this halacha.